Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Women in Worship Podcast. Today, we will continue our conversation with our very good friend, Marquita Anthony. We hope you enjoy. All right, so we're back. Let's continue the conversation with our amazing friend, Marquita Anthony, is in the house.
You're sweet. Thank y'all again, like for real, so much for having me.
Oh my gosh.
And letting me be a part of this.
It's such an honor.
I really do appreciate it.
Well, you bring so much value, and it would not be right not to have you on.
Exactly.
Oh, gee, thanks.
But we do.
This won't be the last time, by the way.
No. So. We do want to open up a conversation with you because, on a personal level, we've had this conversation with you just as friends. But I want to talk with you through diversity in worship, what that looks like, what that means, how you see that. So talk us through.
That's always it can be a challenging conversation if you let it. But I think there's just a great wealth of information that can come from, you know, thinking about diversity and being intentional about it. I think that we have to be intentional about it. I mean, I grew up in the South, from a really tiny town that was literally segregated by the main street downtown.
Yeah.
You know,
in Alabama.
Okay. About 2.5 hours south of here. It's just a very tiny town, and I mean, we have two complete. I mean, you've got like maybe. It'd be a stretch for me to say there's like 20,000 people.
Sure.
You know, I'd be reaching for real. But you've got two completely different school systems, you know. So, I've grown up, gone to church with my entire life, people that look like me, you know. And then I had the fortune, my mother was wonderful. She would allow me to go to different churches and take me to different churches to see that not everybody worshiped the way that we did.
Right.
And not everybody believed in the same theology or doctrine that we did. And so I think that God was definitely preparing the way for my life in that manner, by her taking us to different churches in our little town or around in surrounding areas, and then allowing me to go to different churches and worship with different people as I got older and kind of started going to college and so forth. But I think that when you are intentional about building relationships and including people in your life, in your circle, or in your just in your sphere that don't look like you, that don't have the same experiences that you have, I just think that it broadens your horizons when it comes to learning about the world and learning about worship and learning about who God is. Because God is somebody completely different to me than he is to you. And that's not just based on my skin color.
Right.
That's based on my behaviors. That's based on how I grew up, how I was raised. So diversity is not just a skin color tip situation.
Sure.
It's an all walks of life situation. And I think that if by being born and raised in church, I will say there was a time where, you know, you try to fix your life to be a church life, you know?
Right.
I'm not going to hang with you because you do this. Or I'm not going to hang. I can't be around you because you're struggling with this or you're dealing with this. So I can never talk to you. I can work with you on this corporate job every day from 9 to 5 and never say hello to you and never have a conversation with you or never invite you to lunch. Mm-hmm. How in the world am I exhibiting any kingdom anything?
Right.
Or any Christ-like example in that way. And so I think that in order to build diversity in the church, you first have to build diversity in your everyday life.
Yeah.
Because you'll never even understand why it's important for the church if you don't understand why it's important for your life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it shows God's creativity, too, when you look at all the different cultures. And I don't just mean black and white.
Right.
I mean all the different cultures of the world. And although I might not appreciate a different culture.
Right.
Because I've never had that experience with that different culture. Mm-hmm. I have to know that that's God's heart.
Right.
It's not just what I want.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think that.
Or how I see it.
It's never how we see it, because I think our little visions are so skewed.
Or they're
little. Yeah. And so I just think they're so. When you think about the God of the universe, right? Mm-hmm. Who made galaxies and planets and created all these things. And then he creates all these different types of people who are diverse not only in looks and cultures and languages, but even in the way we think, yeah. and the way we act, and the way yeah. we respond to different stimuli. Like,
sure.
when you think about how big God is, I look at other cultures in amazement, mm-hmm. and I'm like, man, they're able to do that, yeah. or they're able to dress this way, or they're able to do these things that would never cross my mind, or I serve a God who is that creative, who yeah. is that beautiful. And I think exhibiting that beauty on stage
right.
and in sound,
yes.
I think is such a way to encapsulate just a little tiny portion of right. how big God is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think that we bow to cultural norms. You know, right. this is what's selling. This is what's trending right now. This is what's popular. This is what's hot. I'll bow to that.
Sure.
Versus saying, you know what? This right here is amazing. And I don't know if we need to respect it so much as honor it.
Yeah, you that's know? Good.
Right. Because it's something that God has created. Mm-hmm. And it's something that His Spirit has breathed into another person right. to, you know what I'm saying,
yep.
to exhibit. So I think when we exhibit that in sound and on our stages and the way our stages look and the way our friend circles look, I yeah. think we honor God mm-hmm. in that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For me personally, the conversation of diversity has come up more in just having mm-hmm. a daughter
mm-hmm.
and having a daughter that, for me, I was raised in South Mississippi, mm-hmm. where diversity didn't matter if it was black and white, it was just different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you were different than this particular pocket of people,
yes.
everybody just stayed in their own pockets.
Mm-hmm.
So diversity could literally mean like blue collar, white collar.
Mm-hmm.
It could mean what side of town you live on. It could
right.
mean what school you attended. And so really in having a daughter, and it was almost like the Lord began to peel back all of the, I hate saying narrow-mindedness, but maybe just like linear thinking mm-hmm. is a better way to say that. Because I don't feel like as a believer, I was uninclusive as much as I just didn't realize
yeah.
that there was inclusion that needed to be worked on and
exactly.
done.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And realizing with her and trying to paint a more broad canvas for her as far as cultures and places and
absolutely.
People and lifestyles, honestly, as the adult and as the mom, I began to sit back down and learn myself, A, what I missed,
mm-hmm.
and because of the, not because anybody, no, I don't know, some through some fault, but not necessarily all faults of their own. It's just kind of like, mm-hmm. this is the season the Lord has allowed me to particularly
right,
even
right.
learn more about being more aware of culture around me,
mm-hmm.
no matter if, like I said, whatever that life section or pocket of people may be, and inclusion, not just for the sake of it,
mm-hmm.
but inclusion, just like you said, of reflecting the kingdom and the
absolutely.
Heart of God.
And the heart of God, you know, it helps you if you look at God and say, I want to live a life. God didn't just, Jesus didn't just walk around and pick people who looked like him,
right.
you know? And he didn't just walk around and pick people who all looked the same.
Right.
Or did the same thing or behaved the same way.
Right.
His group of people were diverse. I wouldn't back that.
Personality
what they looked
was,
like.
They were diverse.
Oh,
yeah,
God. Profession, everything. They
yeah.
were super
yeah.
diverse. And so much so that they kind of butted heads,
right.
you know? A lot, you
yeah.
know? And so, if I say I want to look like Jesus,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think that his Holy Spirit will reveal those things to you. But the work that we have to do with that, if we have faith that we can look like him, the work that goes with that faith
mm-hmm.
is being intentional, hearing him when he says, okay, it's time to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to diversify.
Yeah. yeah.
And when he looks at you and you had your daughter, you're like, wow, I need to figure out how I can
right.
broaden her experiences and her views of different cultures. Now I have to take inventory of me. That's
right.
the hardest thing.
Yeah.
In any situation is to say, I have to take stock of who I am mm-hmm. in this moment.
Absolutely.
And what my thoughts are. And then you have to be intentional. I
yeah.
praise God that my mom heard the Holy Spirit when he told her to do that.
Right.
And
right.
then did it, you know, for
yeah.
us. I don't think I would be able to work in the environment I'm in now
mm-hmm.
if she had never done that.
Right.
If I had never had those experiences.
And if those people, you know, people listening haven't had that, you know, the way you were raised
yeah.
and your mom Because the reality is, not everyone had parents.
Exactly. That would be intentional like that.
That would be intentional, yeah. Or that we're even listening to the Holy Spirit. Exactly. You know, that are even believers.
So that's why I'm grateful for podcasts like this,
mm-hmm.
or people who are bold enough to have the conversation, to talk about it. Because I think it's in moments like these you can take stock.
Yes,
and say, you know what? Let me see what my experience mm-hmm. has been. Let me take a couple Sundays off and travel. Mm-hmm. Let me go sit in a congregation. You're going to be afraid out of your mind. Just rebuke the fear and walk through the doors. Let me go sit in a congregation. Let me go worship with some people. And I love Lee's heart for this whole women in worship, because when mm-hmm. When you came up and you said, I want to get to know other worship leaders, not just in this church or not that just look like me.
Yeah.
But I want to know some of your friends like that. For me, mm-hmm. I felt honored in that moment. Mm-hmm. You know, it was more than just inclusion,
right.
You know, because I think, and I'll be honest, just speaking from the perspective of an African-American woman, I think we've moved past the point of wanting to be included. We don't really care about that anymore. But when you honor what I do mm-hmm. and the way that I do it, mm-hmm. the way that I choose to worship God, you honor that and you say, I want to know more about that, mm-hmm. or I want to experience that, you know, mm-hmm. that goes beyond including me. Mm-hmm. That goes to honoring the God that we both serve.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that for this whole, you know, organization, this whole situation to even be in existence, I think that that's for me, that's my
well it all goes back, I think, to one central thing, mm-hmm. and diversity, anything you talk through,
yeah,
it's like if you are asking God, so just this morning my prayer time, I was just asking God, I said, what's on your heart today? Mm-hmm. Because people are what's on God's heart.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily things,
absolutely,
but people.
People,
life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Life. Because mm-hmm. in the life, there's a soul
mm-hmm.
of human beings.
Right.
And if we don't look past the way we were raised or the way that we're thought, like now we all know and we're responsible for what we know now.
Mm-hmm.
Now we need to move past. So the elephant in the room, not in this room, but generally speaking in the South, mm-hmm. is the black and white.
Yeah.
And how to incorporate that together, mm-hmm. and how to bring us together,
right.
like that. And that's where a lot of this conversation has stemmed from, because mm-hmm. we're all in the South
right
now. But I really believe that God is moving,
mm-hmm.
and He is bringing, just through people like you, Marquita, just through the situations that we all find ourselves in.
Oh, yeah.
He is uniting His church.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and you know where He's going to unite it, and this is just a hard, cold fact, and that is worship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So good.
Because music is that one vehicle where everyone can come together. We were talking about before we pressed record much about like diversity even bleeding over into mm-hmm. not just like a personal skin color like you were talking about earlier, but just even musical styles.
Yeah.
Like being inclusive of saying, hey, how would, you know, you grew up listening to this or you grew up in this type of church. For me, it was super, super conservative by the book, first, second, and fourth stanzas. Mm-hmm. And for Lee and Marquita, it was most certainly not that. So me coming into this conversation is just like a brand new baby with eyes wide open, mm-hmm. going, I have no idea what y'all are doing, but I'm just so glad to be here.
I can't
wait to figure it out and learn. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the greatest like ways that we begin the inclusion of being a part of the diversity conversation is doing that. Is mm-hmm. I've found the greatest comfort here, even in my local church. I get super emotional about it.
I don't know.
Oh, here she goes.
Of being able, give me the tissues. Of being able to, when I do have
mm-hmm.
Things that involve a diversity conversation,
mm-hmm.
of being able to not just surround yourself with people that don't look like you, but surround yourself with people that don't look like you that are willing to have a conversation.
That are willing to have a conversation.
Because I've had...
responsible.
Mine and Marquita's thing is to go and get tacos together, because mm-hmm. we love tacos. It's our favorite thing.
I missed that, but...
So many... There has been one in particular, taco lunch, where I think I've just poured my heart out mm-hmm. of just trying to say, hey, here's where I'm at. Help me see, and even a vice versa of here's where you come from. So the more that we can just have conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just say this really quickly, and just it keeps it's just on my heart. I was reading about the feeding of the 5,000, and it happened because the disciples were like, hey, these people have been following us around. We need to send them away so they can go eat. And then Christ, in his heart for the people, he said, y'all feed them.
Yeah.
You know, why would we send them away?
Yeah.
Why would we make it someone else's responsibility to take care of the people who have looked to us to gain wisdom? Mm-hmm. Why would we make it somebody else's responsibility for the people who have been following us around? You know, if they're good enough to come to us to learn how to do a run, or come to us to learn how to play an instrument, or come to us to learn about this style or that style or whatever. If they're good enough to come, then we have a responsibility to be intentional about every need that they have. And so when I think that so many times you just have to have the conversation. Mm-hmm. You have to be willing to say, I've never thought about this before. I've never experienced anything like this before. I've never experienced anything outside of who I am before. Let me be willing to have the conversation. We have a responsibility.
Yes, Ben is willing to be vulnerable and going, I don't know what that means.
Exactly.
And I don't know what this should look like.
Exactly. Or means to you.
It means to you.
Or what it means to you. Yeah.
And can you help me?
Can you help me? And be okay with feeling awkward for about 10 minutes. Because this, as long as it's going to last.
Communication is key.
It is. I mean,
leadership, if you're leading people, or just in general, communicate in my marriage. With my children.
With every relationship.
With the people that are my direct reports, you know, or my boss, or your whoever. Your college professor.
With Christ.
Yes. Communication is key.
It's
asking, asking questions.
And asking questions and listening.
Yeah. Oh, that's
for the answer.
Not for the answer you want.
Not for the answer you want. Not for the answer you expect. Mm-hmm. Not for the answer that will make you feel good about who you are that day. A lot of people I've seen, they just ask questions because they feel like, well, this is nice. Mm-hmm. This is I can show that I'm interested because I ask a question. You got to ask the question from a vulnerable place and from a sincere place.
And sometimes to get used to it, you just have to ask the questions and make yourself listen until you get good at it.
And Jesus said, y'all go feed them. And they were like, with what?
Yeah.
I mean, with what? This is all we got.
When you ask the question.
And you get the answer, God will multiply.
Yes, he will
make it. He will make it. He will sustain it and make it sustenance to feed every ounce of ignorance that you feel like you might have had, every ounce of unknowing that you may have felt like you had. Allow the Holy Spirit to multiply that wisdom and for you to be able to carry it to other areas, because that's the whole goal, is to feed everybody, not just to, you know, just to try to gain a brownie point for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Hey, well, this conversation has been amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for
taking time.
I've had a good time. Thank y'all so much.
We would
thank
hug you right listening. Now, but no one can see it. We're hugging you
just
in our
hearts. Just know it's a podcast hug. It's happening right now.
But what you've brought to this podcast today and to every person that this is going to touch on is so valuable, and it just... there's no replacement for it.
Yeah.
There's no replacement for you ever, my friend.
Yeah.
You are amazing, and you are anointed and called, and God just has so many great things in store for you. And as your friend, and as we champion you, we cannot wait to see what God is going to do through you.
Yes.
I love y'all.
Thank you. Lot. Hey, you guys, this has been Women in Worship Podcast with Marquita Anthony. Don't forget to check her out. She has the latest single on iTunes called Great Name. Support that ministry. You're not just buying a song. You're supporting a ministry in the kingdom. We love that so much about her. And make sure you stay connected with us on Instagram. It's @women_in_worship. And keep checking back for podcasts. We love having you. Keep on with community and conversation.